You're listening to Song Exploder, where musicians take apart their songs and piece by piece tell the story of how they were made. I'm Hrishikesh Hirway. This episode is brought to you by Progressive, home of the Name Your Price tool. You say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. It's easy to start a quote. Visit progressive.com to get started. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. When it comes to hiring, don't search for great talent, match with them, thanks to Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And Song Exploder listeners will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Song Exploder. Terms and conditions apply. Feist is a singer and songwriter from Canada. She put out her first solo album in 1999. She's won 11 Juno Awards, including 2 for Artist of the Year, and she has 4 Grammy nominations. She's also been a member of the band Broken Social Scene since 2001. In April 2023, she put out her 6th album, Multitudes. And for this episode, I talked to her about how she made the opening song from that album. It's called Enlightening.
I am Leslie Feist. Just inside the Rockies, there's a place called Banff, and there's a huge center for the arts there. And there's this artist residency program where they'll just give you a cabin in the middle of the woods. And I was offered one of those retreats, which was 10 days. And I thought, oh, this is fantastic. I'm going to just try to get my wits about me in terms of what I was working on. But there were plenty of hours in the day where I was faced with these uncomfortable thoughts. I started to feel that there was just a tendency that I would receive a curveball, some sort of input from a relationship or from a circumstance. And no matter what came at me, I tended to essentially absorb it as negative information instead of positive. Like as if I'm playing defense my whole life instead of offense, instead of initiating anything. When you have a realization like that, like it shakes the foundation because you start to realize, oh, wait, I am the author here. And then I started to be interested in the way that I was thinking about my own role in my own life, making my own truth. And that began by trying to watch myself interpret something that was benign as negative, or watching myself fall into patterns of communication where I would essentially be on my back foot or something. So it was kind of the beginning of me learning that I can make this better. So I was in this little cabin, and I'd brought a guitar, my pedal board, and I was just spinning for 10 days trying to find something. I'm breaking out in a sweat that I'm revealing this to the world, but it's like the most private moment ever. I mean, I had fun going through my phone, looking at voice memos, trying to understand how it happened. My old friend Maki, who's made every record with me, we have this sort of stream of consciousness game called Songing. And the way I frame it years later to people I try to teach the game to is write a song right now, stream of consciousness, and pretend you wrote it 5 years ago and now you're just trying to remember it. Like, so there's not the pressure of coming up with something brand new. Like, it's way less pressure. It's like, I'm just going to try to remember something that already exists. And so it's almost like now there's some sense of collaboration with who, with what, I don't know. But now there's something that I'm not alone in this room all of a sudden. There's an idea that's sort of waving at me from an oasis way in the distance. And so in that, one of those initial songings, I said in lightning, and I mean, lightning is something that strikes. It happens in a split second. The idea of being in it, like a flash of inspiration, a blast of complete illumination and seeing what's in and around you, if you could sustain the being inside of a bolt of lightning, what is in there? I completed a whole demo of the song. And then I took the solo sketch version of it to Todd Dahlhoff and Amir Yagmai, who are two of my live bandmates. I wanted to do sort of a very, very tiny, small show in the round. And then a lot of the tone was found in that live show, which we did, you know, something like 100 times. So I was the only rhythm in the live show. You know, acoustic guitar. And the song was sort of glued to that form. So, you know, basically we recorded a version of it that was very much like the live show had been. But then it felt like, okay, we're making a record now and it can be anything. We tracked the bulk of the record, I'd say 90% of it, at a house way up in Ukiah in Northern California in the Redwoods. We just cleared out the furniture and built a studio there. And we lived out there for about 2 weeks. Robbie Lakritz, Michael Harris, our engineer, Maki, who co-produced with Robbie and myself, Todd Dahlhoff, who plays bass and a lot of other instruments, Amir Yagmai, who plays violin and a lot of other instruments. That would be the core group of us. Also, through the pandemic, Mike Mills, the film director, we call ourselves art pen pals. You know, I'd send him early demos and he'd send me sort of art prompts. And I asked him to come into the studio and hear where we were at. Mike said, there's something feral that's missing. He said, hey, look, you're not a drummer. Go over there and just blast your body at the drums as if you're playing a guitar, but with some sticks in your hand, but don't try to do it perfectly. Just, you want the electricity, you want the jolt of it. A few weeks after that, just by accident, Michael Harris, our engineer who tracked the record, he opened the session and pressed the space bar. And then there was a perfect glitch where instead of boo, ka, 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 boo, it went. Our heads swung around to look at each other, like our eyes were wide because what the hell was going on? And we only heard it for about 3 seconds or something, but we both understood what we just heard. And so we recreated it. And that's what became the ultimate finished version of the drums.
Flash and thunder loves me back.
I'd say the song was found through basically muting and muting and combing away as much as we could until what was left was boiled down to its essence. As soon as we muted the guitar, all of a sudden there was this new sort of space.
And in lightning flashes flash to show our natural age.
There's just such a built-in idea of, especially for women reaching a certain age, that there's a diminishment that's just innately bound to happen. There's like a devaluing culturally or something like that. But that's just so messed up, you know, in the sense that like our value is mounting up and we're learning so much more about ourselves. And yet there is a battle, even in my own mind, there's a battle to try to claim the natural age. You know, the more time that's passed through me, the more I have the capacity to understand the things that I'm trying to figure out. And it's natural. It's okay. We invited Shahzad Ismaili and Gabe Noel, who are two, we were calling them wild cards. They're just incredible players, and we could just unleash them on the tracks and see whatever they wanted to find, you know. Shahzad carries around his Moog Rogue with him all the time, a little synthesizer. And so what you hear is like a single note that kind of opens up and becomes two notes, and that's him. And so that's Gabe Noel. I mean, honestly, every instrument that Gabe played on this record, I don't know what they are. I don't know what anything is. He invented a new type of guitar called a cellar that is strung like a cello, but he plays it almost like a giant bass mandolin, and he runs it through his pedal board. He did a lot of that, and we drained most of it away and just left these things that didn't sound exactly like an instrument. I mean, that was sort of the point, was to take away any signifiers of live band setup. Instead, we're just finding these essential electric shocks.
And the lightning, it lights me up to be as God as I say.
All of us have associations with that word, like capital G, God. But there is something so mysterious and incredible about the unlikeliness of us being here at all. In a lyrical sense, it becomes an opening, you know, in a way that word is usually not associated to like a 47-year-old Canadian woman or something, God, you know, but it's possible. It's possible to just name it, claim it, just make it as simple as that.
And the lightning, it lights me up to be as God as I say.
I think that backups can serve to just fortify a single subjective thought. And other times it can split the idea into, this is an idea held by many.
And into lightning, I belong like electricity.
It's kind of like a call and response in a way. It becomes like a single voice, multiplies itself to be many voices.
And if I'm frightened, it's just because of the power vested in me.
I'd always been particularly drawn to the string arrangements on Mocky's record Key Change, and that arranger is Miguel Atwood Ferguson, so Mox suggested that we bring him in. The Key Change was discovered live at the show. I discovered if I played the song on the fifth fret in this open tuning, and then immediately put the capo on the third fret in time for the solo, it became like a very angular key change. It was really difficult to try to find the tone of the guitar because I didn't really want it to sound like classic distorted electric guitar solo. Like, it just feels a bit sort of normcore. And so I'm not an engineer on Pro Tools, but I sat down and I understood at least enough how to do hard cuts. I would just watch the sine wave until it was the end of the note, and then I would cut it like boop, 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 like just put like hard cuts in there. And then we come back to the original key. I saw that as the calm after the storm. You know, the raindrops are dripping off of the tree, and there's this moment of, is the storm done? Did it pass? I don't know why I love an alto recorder. If you just blow into them very, very gently, they just sound very beautiful. I can't play a woodwind or a reed instrument, but I can play a recorder.
And in lightning, I can see just as well in the dark. Lightning asks if I know the way in the intermittent bright. If I say yes, how many yeses it cracks?
All the lyrics, they're speaking about electricity, but they're kind of speaking about owning of my own power in any given moment. This song is, in a way, it's like a manifesto or a declaration to try to situate myself inside power. I haven't necessarily gotten there, but there is something in my arsenal now or something where I've turned an intangible into something more understandable for myself. If I can just hear myself incant these thoughts again and again over the years, some perspective shift will happen eventually.
Coming up, you'll hear how all these ideas and elements came together in the full song. Song Exploder is sponsored by DistroKid. If you're an independent artist, DistroKid is a great way to get your music distributed. You get unlimited uploads, and you get to keep 100% of your royalties and earnings. There are more than a million artists, including me, who have used DistroKid to get their music into all the major streaming services, Spotify, Apple Music, TikTok, everywhere. The DistroKid app is now available on iOS and Android. Go to the app or Play Store to download it now. And for 10% off your first year's membership, go to distrokid.com/VIP/songexploder. This message comes from Apple Card. Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/cardcalculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply. And now, here's In Lightning by Feist in its entirety. Visit songexploder.net/feist to learn more. You'll find links to buy or stream Enlightening, and you can watch the music video. This episode of Song Exploder was produced by me, Craig Ely, Kathleen Smith, and Mary Dolan. The episode artwork is by Carlos Lerma, and I made the show's theme music and logo. Song Exploder is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, a network of independent, listener-supported, artist-owned podcasts. You can learn more about our shows at radiotopia.fm. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Rishi Hirway, and you can follow the show at Song Exploder. You can also get a Song Exploder t-shirt at songexploder.net/shirt. I'm Hrishikesh Hirway. Thanks for listening.
Radiotopia.
If you like this episode and you're looking for another Song Exploder episode to listen to after this, check out Laura Marling's episode from May of 2020. I put Feist and Laura Marling back-to-back on a mixtape, and they both talked about some similar themes. You can find that episode and all the other episodes of the podcast at songexploder.net/episodes or on whatever podcast app you use. If you're looking for another podcast to listen to, check out Normal Gossip from Radiotopia. They're coming back for their sixth season. If you don't already know the show, they were named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, and their new season starts April 17th. Normal Gossip is really fun. It's a show about petty and ridiculous and strange stories and the way that we share those stories. The stories that they tell in the podcast are sent in by listeners, and then they're anonymized and then retold to a guest, and then they have to weigh in on the decisions that the people in the story are making. It's very funny and very beloved. So if you aren't already listening, check out the new season, which starts April 17th. You can listen to Normal Gossip wherever you get your podcasts.